The Syrian government forces and their allies inflict huge losses on foreign-backed militants in the city of Aleppo, where the UN has warned of a grave situation. The Syrian army, backed by airstrikes, purged militants from the southwestern parts of Aleppo. Fighters of the Lebanese resistance movement, Hezbollah, also helped the Syrian troops advance on the flashpoint city. Anti-Damascus militants, however, have denied any government advance in the area. Meanwhile, the United Nations Office for Coordination on Humanitarian Affairs has voiced concern over the situation in Aleppo.
Our concern today is really for the entire city, east or west, and the suburbs of Aleppo, where we have up to 2 million people who may be cut off from water and electricity. It's critical. As we heard, temperatures are very high, and with such a density of people, the health risks are enormous.
The UN Humanitarian Affairs spokesman also said more than 35,000 Aleppo residents had fled their homes and registered in the camp of the internally displaced people. Last month, the Syrian government forces opened several safe passages for civilians to leave the city after cutting off militants' routes. The civilians who have been using the safe corridors to leave the militant-held areas are being placed in the UN camps. Many militants also laid down their arms after President Bashar al-Assad offered amnesty to those who surrender.